We're in Simin Shin Lamed. We're up to Siv Dalet, and we'll be doing Dalet and Hay. Siv Dalet Kol Shloshi Yomim HaRishonim. 3 days after giving birth, Afilu Amra Ein Sricha Machal Nalas HaShabbos. We know she's a chola. Even if she says she doesn't need something, we do everything for her. We bring her out, we cook her hot food, and so on. Mishlosha Va'ad Zayin, from 3 to 7, Amra Ein Sricha Ein Machalin. From 3 to 7, if she says she doesn't need, then we are not Machal HaShabbos. Bikan ve'eloch afilu amra tzricha niyein mechalon, el harei ad lamed yom kecholah she'ein bo sakana. Between 7 and 30, she's a cholah she'ein bo sakana. Now, lemaisa, there are many different situations today. For example, a woman does not need freshly cooked food. Generally speaking, the real threat of a yoledis in those days was that she was run down and everything was full of germs. Today, you can prevent a woman from being exposed to germs. It's normally warm, she's not freezing, she's not as run down, and as a result of it, we do as little Chil Shabbos as possible after the woman gave birth. How do you count these 3 and 7 days? So the first day the Mishnah Berurah says is that they are not Me'es Le'es. They're not, it just, if she gives birth Sunday afternoon, then Sunday's day one, Monday's day two, Tuesday's day three, and that's it. Whereas he says that one could be makel, that we do go me'es le'es, what we're really counting is 72 hours, especially in Yom Kippur, where it's a question of fasting. Sifhei, ha'yosheves ala mashber u'mesa. What happens if someone died in labor, cholila? Mevi'in sakin b'shabes afil derech u'shel sarabim. You once again bring a knife. V'korin bitna. She's opened up. U'motzi'in havlat shema yimotzei chai. What they do is they operate on her to try and save the child. Haga umashe nogin achshav kein afilu b'chol, that it's not normally practiced even during the week. Mishum de'ein b'kiyim b'mises a'im b'karv kalkach shef shel vlad lichyos. We're afraid that they may be operating on the mother while she's still alive. Now, lemaisa, today they're a lot more aware of exactly what's going on, and as a result of it, they could do that. They could remove the child if they feel the child is alive and the mother is not alive.